With Talking Life, I'm Shira Kaliski. Today's Talking Life will be looking at protein shakes. Protein powder was once a niche product reserved for larders and hardcore weightlifters and possibly pro sportsmen. Not anymore. Today, the benefits of protein are widely acknowledged. There's even Weetabix protein, and the sports supplement industry in Britain is now worth £650 million a year. Protein is a macronutrient, meaning the body requires large amounts of it as part of a balanced diet. Once absorbed into the body through digestion, protein is broken down into various amino acids, which are then built into new proteins to help make red blood cells and building muscles, as well as other functions in the body. For a gym goer, it's crucial after exercise, helping your muscles to recover and grow. With the sports supplement market ballooning like a bodybuilder's bicep, today's protein-hungry consumers are faced with an overwhelming amount of choice. The most common types of protein shakes are made from whey, a byproduct of cheese production. Whey-based proteins can be broken down into three main subcategories: whey protein concentrate, isolate, and hydrolysate. Concentrate is the cheapest option. It tends to mix the best in water and it tastes the best. It sits around 80 PC protein. Whey protein concentrate supplements are widely available from retailers such as Protein World and Bulk Powders. Isolate has been filtered through a different process to concentrate and has had the fat and the carbs removed. The protein content is way up to about 90 PC protein. It contains little fat and very little carbohydrate. You've also got almost zero amount of lactose. It's about 99 PC lactose-free, so for people who have a lactose problem, Isolate is one they can normally tolerate. Lastly, it's okay as taste, but it doesn't mix very well. Hydrolysate has been filtered through again. It's pretty much 95 PC protein. Hydrolysate is really fat absorbing, so if you have a thorough session or you're doing two sessions a day, it can be absorbed really quickly into the muscles. It also contains digestive enzymes naturally within it, which helps to break it down slightly better, and that's why it's slightly faster absorbing. It's the most expensive and it doesn't taste very nice and doesn't mix well. Plant-based proteins are less antagonistic to the gut and can build muscle just as well as other forms of protein. You can add them to healthy smoothies containing fruits, vegetables, seeds, and spices for an energy boost. With Talking Life, I'm Shira Kaliski.